Kamala Harris on Political Future, I Am Staying in This Fight. By Hannah Knudsen on March 7, 2025. I Am Staying in This Fight is the message failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris has delivered when asked about her political future, with a run for California governor reportedly not out of the question. Politico cited sources familiar with recent conversations Harris has had, including those with knowledge of what she apparently told an individual at a pre-Oscars party, who inquired about when she would make a decision about a gubernatorial run in the Golden State. She gave a definitive answer, according to two people with knowledge of the conversation, the end of the summer, Politico reported. And in calls to supporters, allies and trusted aides in recent weeks, Harris has made clear that she plans to make a decision in a few months. Harris aides note she has long been intrigued by the idea of being the chief executive of the fifth largest economy in the world and the first black woman to be governor in America. Harris has remained relatively cryptic when it comes to her political future. Despite that, she has reportedly told allies, "I am staying in this fight." Notably, California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, is in his last term due to term limits, and Californians will elect a new governor in 2026. That individual will assume office in January 2027. Related, Kamala Harris swiftly grabbed spotlight after Biden pushed aside. Uncertainty about Harris's political future and her potential to run for governor in her home state coincide with reports of her 2024 running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, leaving the door open to the possibility of a presidential run in 2028. "Look, I never had an ambition to be president or vice president. I was honored to be asked," he said during an appearance on New Yorker Radio Hour. "If I feel I can serve, I will. And if nationally, people are like, 'Dude, we tried you, and look how that worked out,' I'm good with that. If I think I could offer something, I would certainly consider that." While he acknowledged that there are many others who could assume that role and run for office, he continued, adding, "I'll do whatever it takes." Related, Tim Walz blames flight prices increasing before hurricane on price gouging. Despite their decisive loss in 2024, Walz has maintained that the left's policies are popular. "Not enough Americans believe that, we, as Democrats or Vice President Harris and myself, were on their side, and we are. Our policies are popular," he said during an appearance on MSNBC. But that didn't resonate.